If you think slavery in America was just a Southern thing, you're wrong. This Memorial Day weekend, a city in New England is recognizing its own history of slavery. A forgotten burial ground was uncovered during routine road work in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Now the site is becoming a memorial park. New Hampshire Public Radio's Emily Corwin reports.
Two men are sliding nine pine coffins into a vault in the ground here on Chestnut Street in the city's quaint downtown. The remains were disinterred 13 years ago. Now they return to lie among 200 other long-forgotten men and women. One would have been a free woman in West Africa at the end of the 18th century. But when she stepped off the boat onto what is now Prescott Park in Portsmouth, she was likely sold to a white New Hampshire family. At least, principal archaeologist Kathleen Wheeler says that's her best guess.
There's one individual who had only her lower jaw, and she had the incisors removed from the lower jaw, probably as a teenager. And this is a rite they do commonly in West Africa.
The other eight may have been free or enslaved people. The bones are so decomposed, it's hard to tell. What Wheeler can see from the remains is that they had African origins. Their bodies were worn from toil, and few survived past their 20s. But slavery in New Hampshire, says onlooker Jack Panopoulos.
Generally, you tend to think, or I did, that it was more of a Southern problem.
That's the misconception, Georgia-based artist and sculptor Jerome Meadows says he hopes his work will recast.
The setting creates a context in which to reimagine or shift your focus from the misrepresentation into the reality of what actually is here.
The $1.5 million Memorial Park was built with some federal grants and a lot of community donations. Many are proud of the effort, but some, like lifelong resident Dan Mayo, wonder why a relatively prosperous city like Portsmouth didn't fund the memorial with property tax revenue.
They built over all of these graves and profited for hundreds of years. They collected taxes on all these properties that line these streets. And at the very least, they could have footed the bill to pay for this park.
It hasn't been exactly easy living here as an African American in such a non-minority community.
Kelvin Edwards is the president of the local African American Cultural Center, which makes him a prominent member of a very small community here. Fewer than 2% of Portsmouth's 20,000 residents are black. He's proud of this memorial.
I think it helps to validate me as an individual to relate to these souls that have long gone and that have done so much at not to be recognized, you know, and as a group to just be discounted.
Building a memorial to a long-forgotten burial ground won't fix our social struggles of today. But it can, as Edward says, help us recognize that the past we share. For NPR News, I'm Emily Corwin in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.